from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Cracked computer? Leaky fridge? Introducing the future of tech care, where your home tech isn't just covered, it's taken care of. See the future of tech care at Asurion.com/tech care.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giulio, live today.
Oversharing
at the Chesapeake Inn. Yeah.
Oversharing.
That's all right. That's what we do around here. We're giving away a $50 gift card to where we are right now. By the way, the food is incredible here. Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. If you've never been, come on down. If you have been, well, come on out again. Chesapeakeinn.com for details. All right, we're going to eavesdrop on the enemy. Check in 101.9 out in Milwaukee, on Wisconsin, and what they're talking about right now. But, Hugh, let's react. We'll get back to the phones here because we do have this great prize giveaway. Jalen Hurts temperature check as the season gets set to begin. And, of course, your bowl predictions. Your takeaways from Sirianni there. He was getting grilled by the local Brazilian media.
Yeah, because they felt some kind of way about some of the stuff that was reported.
Slay.
Yeah. Well, probably Slay and a couple other people. Yeah. But, dude, listen. He handled it the best way that you could possibly handle it. He kind of deflected a little bit. But my biggest thing is, like, I'm wondering whether or not Coach going to be coaching in that second game. He sounds a little sick, man.
Well, we're getting the Sirianni flu game tomorrow night.
You can hear we
that. Yeah, he kind of downplayed
super
that
spreader.
He's ill, but he sounded ill. I'm just – can he give the pregame speech? Is he going to have enough voice in that locker room for the pregame speech?
Yeah, I think – I probably not. But the guys are going to rally around him, and he's going to coach the best game of his life. And then he's gonna have to sit out because he has the phantom virus.
Well, he's got something going on.
He tried to downplay it too. That's what I caught from it.
He did say a few times they're trying to treat this as normal of a game as possible. It's
not normal.
It's not normal. They're in Brazil, a country that I'm guessing most of these guys have never been to. Here, the security questions are real. They're getting asked about them in this press conference. And then the fact that he's doing a press conference the day before the game, that never happens. Like, this whole week is just different now. I think LaFleur said this earlier this week. The team that handles this stuff the best is going to win the game tomorrow night. But, like, we can't pretend this is a normal game. They're in Brazil.
No, and it has to be unnerving. Listen, I don't know anybody that would be comfortable, even if nothing pops off, going through a situation where you're told, like, say if you go, like, say if you're with your family and you're going to another country and they tell you before you go there, hey, be careful. Don't do this. Don't do that. Like, as a father, you're on high alert. You're on high alert. You're very aware of everything. And so when you get off the plane, you're looking around to make sure where you are, and just you're looking at everybody sideways. So, I mean, that's a little unnerving. You know what I mean? It's the truth. So to sit there and act like it's not a big deal, hell, Brazil, don't be mad, because obviously there's something going on. I mean, you can't deny they're having fires over there. They're saying they're having civil unrest, so don't get in your feelings, because these are valid questions that people have when they go on vacation.
Yeah, there's no question. So they're going to have to deal with it, like they're trying to deal with it and get ready for a football game tomorrow night. Let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Jay in Coatesville is up on WIP. Hey, Jay.
Hey.
What's up, Jay?
What's up, man?
Nothing much, you. I've been waiting all day for you guys to put me on.
Well, we're happy to have you, Jay. Well, Nick Sirianni got a lot of questions from the Brazilian reporters. He held us back a little bit. Jay, what are you feeling today?
Oh, man. I'm very confident in Jalen. And I think I can top Hugh's bold prediction.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this. Sorry.
I bet you can't.
I mean, we got Bryce Huff. We don't even sure he can play on first or second down with about 30 sacks. What do you got?
Well, here's my bold prediction. We're going to go 15-2 and win the Super Bowl.
15-2.
That's pretty bold. That is pretty bold.
What was the Hurts part of it?
And Jalen Hurts is going to be the MVP.
Of the season or the Super Bowl or both?
Both.
Both. 15-2. Hurts MVP of both. Jay, good call. We appreciate it. All right, Jay waited a while.
It don't sound like you believe it.
Me?
Yeah, it don't sound like.
15-2?
Yeah, you just kind of like, you just was like, all right then, dog, get off the phone.
Right. You
like,
dismissed him pretty quickly.
Yeah, you know what I mean? He's been waiting all day.
Joe's not feeling like, that one at all.
Joe, you just kind of like was all right then, dog. Is that what you got? And then just kind of just let it go. You ain't even let him marinate in it. You just kind of like, all right then, dog.
Jay, I'm sorry. Jay, that's on me. I'm sorry about that.
He called in complaining about how long you had it.
Well, because that's part
that
of why.
That started off on the wrong foot.
Yeah.
Hey, he got out of here quicker than he got old.
So here's the thing. The prediction's fine. It doesn't top Hughes. I mean, Hughes came at us so far to left field. I thought he was going to fall into the Chesapeake as he started.
You know what the best part? This is where we need to be on video. Because the look that you gave me when I made that prediction, he's like, man, what the hell? Like, you gave me the man with the hair wrong with you look. You did give
well,
me that
I should have known it was coming because I think you had a different one. And then I said.
Yeah, and then you said something about bold. And I then, said, oh, I got bold. You want bold,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, you basically. I got bold you for teed you. Me up that you were going to cook with this
I
one.
I got bold for you.
Yeah.
No, I got people in the car calling me mean and hurtful names.
Well, I have that every day.
Like,
all
what
right.
the hell's wrong with you?
I don't know if they're calling us mean and hurtful names out in Wisconsin, but we have a segment. We do it every single week before the game. We like to look into what they're saying on the other side. Let's eavesdrop on the enemy here as we check in what they're saying out in Milwaukee.
Eavesdropping on the enemy.
Lawmaker, I think it was a lawmaker from Wisconsin, said they shouldn't play this game until they investigate what the hell is this. Because some think it's not wildfires. They think it's like trash fires or
why
chemical
is it the
fires.
Law, okay, so then why doesn't the lawmaker worry about laws in America? Let's worry about something. Let's put our energy to it. And I'm not political. I don't know. I don't do all that. I just know this. If you're an elected official, let's not worry about the NFL. Let's not worry about the if the air quality for the NFL players is good. Let's worry about making sure that you get something done so that the road construction around this place gets done in a timely manner. Let's pass some bills for that sort of thing versus putting your time and effort into how the air quality. I saw that. And I'm like, what in the world is this about? Put your time and effort into something that's going to help the people you represent.
Do you have a preferred solution?
So that was a 101.9 at Hugh out in Milwaukee.
We're not the only ones freaking out about the stuff going down in Missouri.
But I like how he basically was that get off my lawn dude. It's not like he might have COVID too. He was just putting COVID on everybody.
So there's the Steve Saban show. So they were talking about what we brought up yesterday, the Wisconsin
legislator.
Yeah, who wanted to try to get this game moved.
It's too late, bro.
False hustle. They're playing the game tomorrow.
Yeah, that's too late for that, bro.
Yeah, I like how I also said he wasn't getting political. Then he starts yelling about the roads in Wisconsin.
Yeah, that sounds political to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it sounded like he had that pent up there. Let's talk to Jerry up on WIP. What's up, Jerry?
Jerry,
what's up, buddy?
Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory. Fight, Eagles, fly. Score, touchdown, 1, 2, 3.
2, 3.
Hit 'em low, hit 'em high, and watch the Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles.
Oh my gosh, it's awful.
This is running right for that cow.
Victory.
That's why I don't know nobody like you.
Eagles.
Oh. No, I love it, Jerry. Don't listen to Kyle. I love it.
Kyle,
that's what I'm looking for, Jerry.
Like, that's why nobody likes
Kyle. Yeah, I mean, check Kyle, this is his birthday. He can do that. Jerry, what's up, buddy? I love that. What are you thinking today?
All right, so I got my bold prediction. We're going to have three receivers and a running back that are going to have over 1,000 yards receiving by
that's
the
a
end
lot.
Of the year.
That's a lot of ball distribution.
Greatest show on grass.
We're going to have it because Jalen's going to throw for over 4,000 yards, and he's going to hit every one of our guys. Every week, they're going to be scoring one or two touchdowns apiece in the whole season, and then we're going to end up rolling into the Super Bowl.
Oh, I love it, Jerry. That's a unique one. Four different 1,000-yard receivers? That
ball.
Never happened before.
Ball distribution.
Yeah, he's
exactly.
cracking himself
that's
up over
I'm
here.
Saying,
balls get sweaty.
It's going to be the first time ever.
First time in history. All right, Jerry. I don't even have to ask you. It sounds like you're confident in Jalen.
Oh, I'm real confident in Jalen. So with all that said, let's go, Eagles!
Let's go, Jerry! All right, Jerry. We appreciate it. How about that? Jerry coming in with the whole fight song, start to finish. We have to tee him up. He's just ready to roll. That's the kind of car I like. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll check back in. 101.9 out in Wisconsin. What are they? Are they actually going to talk about the game or just the legislator?
No, they're talking about
the life game. Right, we'll check in with those guys coming up. Your confidence level in Jalen Hurts. Get on the record here. Confident or skeptical in Jalen as the season begins, and your bold prediction for a $50 gift card to the Chesapeake Inn. Next, right here in the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. And everyone knows with Kyle Goes Yard, beers are on Kyle the next day. Yes, at bars all over the Philly area. You can get a free Philly standard, the tailgate beer, from Yards Brewing Company. Go to yardsbrewing.com to find participating bars, including McGurk's and Horsham with $5 Philly standard cans, along with McGurk's famous crab pretzel, or Jersey's and Glenside, also with $5 Philly standard cans, and a takeout beer store with plenty of Yards varieties. Yards Brewing Company, celebrating 30 years, made by Philly. Drink responsibly.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.